Depend on us for local news. Now, Mike Thomas, Heather Roberts, and Frank Bonacquisti.
Two 15-year-olds are accused of beating up a 50-year-old man at Pine Nursery Park Thursday evening. One suspect was arrested in a high-risk traffic stop that night. The other has not been caught. The Deschutes County Sheriff's Office says the victim was dropping someone off at the park when he saw vehicles turning donuts. The teens approached the man. One held him down while the other allegedly assaulted him. The victim received non-life-threatening injuries before breaking free. A camper was destroyed by fire Saturday afternoon on Hunnell Road. When Benn Fire and Rescue arrived just before 4 p.m., they found the pickup-style camper fully involved. They also discovered another motorhome parked in front of the fire hydrant. Crews were able to put out the fire before it spread to other vehicles or nearby brush. The person living in that camper left before firefighters arrived. Benn Fire says that fire was an accident, likely caused by someone smoking inside. The Center Foundation will expand concussion testing for high school athletes this spring. Board member and Crook County Judge Seth Crawford says he realized there was a large group of students not protected by concussion protocols.
We thought it might be a really good idea to expand into kind of the Western culture community in Central Oregon. And so we targeted the Tri-County High School Rodeo Team.
Center Foundation Executive Director Sandy Visnack says she's pleased to see helmets now common in rodeo, but participants are still at risk of head injuries, especially in rough stock. In addition to baseline concussion testing, in June, the foundation will provide athletic trainers for the state high school rodeo finals in Prineville.
So the Center Foundation is a nonprofit, so we raise all the money we need, and we don't charge athletes or families anything for our services.
A February 11th fundraiser will help provide money for the programs. You'll find more info at our website. State troopers arrested a California woman during a traffic stop just north of Bend Thursday evening. She was pulled over for a lane violation on Highway 97, but during a consent search, OSP says the trooper found 10 pounds of suspected meth and 5 pounds of a powder suspected of being fentanyl hidden in the car. The 28-year-old is charged with several drug offenses.
Flavored tobacco products would be banned statewide under a bill proposed by a bipartisan group of legislators. Lobbyist Jamie Dunphy says HB 3090 would protect kids from getting hooked on nicotine from any tobacco product.
Menthol, hookah, e-cigarettes, chew, anything that is added to tobacco to impart the flavor or taste or smell of anything other than tobacco. Because the reality is that almost no children start smoking with a Marlboro Red.
He says surveys show fewer than 25% of adult smokers use flavored products, while the vast majority of underage smokers report only using them. The bill mirrors local bans passed last year in Multnomah and Washington counties. A 2022 law mandating farm worker overtime could see changes this legislative session.
Representative Shelley Bosshart Davis is proposing revisions to the law that requires farms pay workers overtime after a certain number of hours.
To try to fix some of the problems that we see arise before they actually hurt both farm workers and small family farms.
The rules took effect in June, and the Albany Republican tells me similar mandates in California led to smaller paychecks for farm workers.
Employers will attempt to reduce hours qualifying for overtime pay. The employers will try to hire additional laborers to reduce that overtime pay.
Among other changes, Bosshart Davis wants an exemption for peak harvest times, making the threshold for overtime higher. She's optimistic about her proposal with new leadership in the legislature and the departure of Representative Andrea Salinas, now in Congress.
Which is positive because she kind of was that force here in the building.
Salinas was the chief sponsor of that original 2022 farm worker overtime bill. Bend's Planning Commission holds a public hearing today on a master plan for an affordable housing development called Parkside Place. The property stretches from Bear Creek Road to Highway 20 and includes 346 units. 40% of those are designated as affordable for people making under $72,000 a year. Another public hearing is scheduled with the City Council on February 15th before the city decides whether to approve the plan and annex the development.
Two new canine officers joined the Bend Police Department this month. Doug and Harry are apprehension dogs. KBND's Mike Thomas talked with Harry's human partner, Officer Leanne Boilo, about their work.
Being able to be a canine handler gives you the opportunity to get exposure to the more high adrenaline, exciting calls. You get to ride around with your buddy all day. The best part is just knowing that you have a tool that can help officers and keep us safe. So it's all worth it when you get to go to those high priority calls or somebody that's especially dangerous or somebody who is running away from police or hiding from police, knowing you have a tool that has capabilities that we as humans don't have. I mean, their nose, their ability to track, we just can't replace that.
You can catch more of Mike's conversation with Officer Boileau at our website, kbnd.com.